Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Warm greetings to all the distinguished delegates who are present here. I'm very happy to share a brief highlight on our work that is being done on Afghanistan. The committee continues to be deeply concerned at the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan, the continued denial to women and girls of education, employment, restrictions on movement, and presence in public spaces constitute grave violations of the CEDAW Convention. The committee has issued numerous statements expressing its profound concern at the severe regression, including joint statements with other treaty bodies and special procedures. The committee also issued a statement on the failure to include women as meaningful participants in the Doha discussions held in June 2024 in contradiction to the Convention and UN Security Council resolutions 1325 and 2721 on women, peace, and security. The last CEDAW constructive dialogue with Afghanistan was in February 2020 for its third periodic report. The observations made in the CEDAW committee's concluding observations then has even greater moral urgency today. In view of this, in January 2022, the committee requested information from the de facto authorities on measures for the prevention of gender-based violence and the curtailment of rights in all sectors. In their response in January 2023, the de facto authorities claimed of substantial improvements in the status and rights of women. This starkly, of course, contradicted the observed increase in the abuses reported on the ground. In our numerous formal and informal discussions with Afghan civil society and other stakeholders, they have urged the committee to continue engagement using the full potential of the CEDAW mechanism for advancing accountability. In this regard, the committee has initiated discussion and preparation for considering the fourth periodic report of Afghanistan following the modalities of the recent fourth cycle universal periodic review of Afghanistan. This will provide an important opportunity to hear the voices of Afghan women and girls and other stakeholders to demonstrate the realities of the situation on the ground. We believe in a comprehensive approach, and we call on state parties, relevant entities, and women's rights organizations to engage in this open, inclusive, and representative process for safeguarding the human rights and fundamental freedoms of women and girls in Afghanistan as enshrined in CEDAW. The CEDAW committee is committed to use the full potential of the convention mechanisms as potential avenues for advancing accountability. And I reiterate that we are and shall remain committed to advocating for the courageous women and girls in Afghanistan. Thank you.